Johnny Jackson, editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm talking with our good friend Dave George of Prime. Dave, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Hi, Donnie. Nice to hear from you. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah. So, Dave, COVID-19 is dominating the news, and it's everything that's closed a lot of businesses and things like that. Are you guys open for business?
Yeah, Donnie, I'm happy to say, you know, we, because of the amount of business that we do supporting, you know, public safety and fire and police and EMS and everything, that we consider to be an essential business. And we are still open for business. Of course, it's had a big effect on how we run our business. We have a lot of people working from their home offices. We've closed our lobby to guests, but we're still here, and actually business has been very strong.
Okay. So you mentioned you have people working from home. For the people that are actually in the office, I mean, you know, you're selling accessories, you know, and building the stuff. Some of that's got to still happen in the office, right? Or in your facility?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's still, you know, we have to do a lot of support, you know, help customers pick the right accessories. We actually have like 5,300 different accessories in stock. So it's sometimes a little challenging to figure out exactly what people need, but that's an important part of our business. And then, of course, we have to prepare all the materials and pack them and ship them, get them off to the customers as quickly as possible.
Okay. All right. And are you all seeing any changes in the kinds of businesses that people are interested in getting accessories?
Well, we've seen the customer mix change, you know, pretty much in symmetry with what everyone knows is going on out there. For example, we usually sell a lot of products to movie theaters and restaurants and hotels, and of course that business is totally dried up right now. Those people are all closed. On the other hand, we've seen a big increase in the amount of business we're doing with, you know, police, fire, EMS, security, you know, those types of customers, more of a essential frontline people who are, they're expanding, they're needing more accessories, they're needing to replace accessories, you know, that might have been damaged, or they're getting duplicates of things so that they don't have to share and perhaps spread a virus around and things like that. So we've seen a big uptick in that side of our business.
Okay, so you all seeing much on that from healthcare sector as well?
Yeah, we've always done a lot of business with healthcare, especially nursing homes, and there's been a pretty big increase in the sales there as well, because I think they're not sharing accessories anymore. They're assigning accessories to each of their staff members, so they've had to double up, triple up on all the headsets and stuff. Plus, one of the things we sell a lot of to people are earpieces. Most of our high-end stuff has replaceable earpieces, so they don't want to clean them anymore. They'd rather just toss them out and put a fresh one on, you know, as opposed to taking any risk of transferring the virus around.
Okay, all right. And, you know, one of the big things that happened earlier in the year was, you know, because of this COVID-19, you know, we weren't getting stuff shipped over from China. Did you guys do anything to prepare for that?
You know, we didn't know the virus was coming any more than anyone else did, but fortunately for us, it's always been our habit to really load up on inventory before the start of the Chinese New Year, and so we did that again this year as normal, not knowing that not only would the Chinese New Year close the factories, but the virus continued to close all the factories over there for, I think, 4, 5, 6 weeks after the Chinese New Year. So they're basically, the whole supply chain from Asia was shut down for 2 or 3 months there. thank goodness we had really loaded up and had a lot of inventory. By the way, the other thing that happened, I just remembered this, is that we also loaded up on a lot of inventory because I don't know if you remember or not, but there was a proposed big tariff increase that was threatened for December.
Right.
The tariff on Chinese goods was going to jump to 25%, and so we also really loaded up to beat that as well. So it really left us in a wonderful position when the virus started to hit, because we had a lot of inventory, and we kind of chuckle about it now because we have friends we didn't know we had. We have people that we hadn't talked to for many, many years, who probably just found another source or decided they were going to compete against us. And suddenly, you know, they're our best friends because they need product, and we happen to have a good supply of it. So I think it really helped us out quite a bit.
Okay. And you know, you guys make so much stuff there. And so from that standpoint, from a workflow standpoint, have you really been impacted in terms of, you know, having enough supply and being able to continue the developments that you do?
Well, you know, it has been a problem, you know, because we're good on our finished goods, factory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that this affected the entire supply chain, you know, everything from the little gold pins to the raw plastic to the wire, you know, to the metal parts. All those factories were closed down. So that, you know, that's caused a ripple effect. And even right now, I mean, we're in good shape, fortunately for us, because we have our main buying office located in Taiwan. So it gives us a lot of control over the supply chain. But even this week, we've started to see some effect from things we never planned on, which was, for instance, overnight shipments from Asia. We were notified just this morning from one of our big carriers that they can't ship us overnight shipments from Asia anymore if they're over 2 kilograms, because they can't get space on commercial aircraft anymore. There's so many flights have been canceled that there's just no airplanes to put the stuff on. So who would have thought? I never would have thought that, you know, these things would have these effects. But it's pretty interesting. Yeah. But we're working our way around it, and I don't think we're having any real supply issue right now. We fortunately have been doing this for 25 years, and we're pretty good at it. So
yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad to hear that you guys are open, you're doing business, and thank you guys for definitely being an essential business during these tough times.
Well, yeah, we're glad to do it. You know, we really love our customers, and we're trying our best to take care of them. And, of course, we're doing our best to take care of our people, too. Mm-hmm. If you came here, it looks like a small hospital here. We have masks. We have Purell everywhere. We have, you know, signs up. We have people washing their hands. We're doing everything here.
Well, that's great to hear, and I hope everyone stays safe and sound. And Dave, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks very much, Donnie. You take care of yourself.